Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. If you've just joined us tonight on the show, we're learning more about the drivers of old age income poverty and economic vulnerability among elderly Malaysians. Professor Emeritus Datuk Norma Mansor is Director of University of Malaya's Social Wellbeing Research Centre. She joins us on the show now. Professor Norma, thank you for being on the show tonight. Now, there was a study done by Kazana Research that estimated that more than 60% of citizens aged 60 and above are in that B40 group. And it seems that vulnerability increases significantly with age. I'm wondering whether you could begin our conversation by sharing some of the trends you've observed about the welfare of those in the post-retirement years.
Thank you for having me, and good evening. For some people, Mel, they can afford to retire, but for many Malaysians, they just can't afford to retire. So it depends, it all depends on what type of employment, whether you are in the formal or the informal sector. For the formal sector, one can be covered under the civil service pension, which is managed by Quad. You will have the EPA, the for private sector, you have the EPF, SOPSO, that would essentially, if you are unable to work due to injuries or illness, and also you'll have the LTAT. But for the rest, including many women, are not covered by statutory contributions, and unless you have your own savings, you'll have no old age income. I mean, this is the biggest challenge for Malaysians.
Professor Norma, to what extent do families still provide the basic safety net for individuals going into old age? Is that something? I know that, you know, there's quite a bit of discussion about shrinking family sizes and such, but today, is that still the main source of support?
Our society has been relying, or rather Malaysians, we have the assumption is that you have the family support. But for many, many Malaysians who are single, and some, even if they have children, their children cannot afford to support them. And some... The old so-called extended family is breaking, is slowly disintegrating, and also we have urbanized, our cost of living is very high, so relying on family support is no longer as strong as it used to be. So the challenge now for many Malaysians is that the savings or the income, the savings from their earnings are not necessarily enough to support them in their old age.
But can I just get you to elaborate a little bit on the old age dependency on families? You know, they always talk about the what they call the sandwich generation, and then the cycle for that. So if you're financially providing for both your children and your parents, means that, you know, your generation and you yourself will probably have difficulty saving for your own retirement, and then the cycle continues. Are you looking into that? Is that a problem that Malaysia is facing?
That is an assumption that your family can support you, your children can support you. But as you mentioned, that number one, income is not necessarily, the income is very low, among many, a majority of Malaysians, and they themselves will have to support their children. So it's no longer true. The assumption that the family is the social protection is no longer true. And if we talk about an employment-based social protection, that is also a challenge, especially you can see from COVID and during any kind of a crisis, an employment-based social protection is also not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So one has to move away from the current policies of poverty targeting when it comes to social protection. But one has to look at how, through the life cycle, individuals through the life cycle, there are vulnerabilities or the underlying vulnerabilities that every individual will have to face.
Professor Norma, could you help us understand what old age poverty looks like? Because I'm thinking about, you know, how visible old age destitution might be. You know, do we see old people in the streets? And if we don't see them on the streets, where are they and how are they living their lives if they're under so much economic pressures and distress?
We do a survey at the center, the Malaysia Aging Retirement Survey throughout Malaysia, and we surveyed 5,600 individuals, and majority of them co-reside with family members. So they are not able to live by themselves, or rather their children are not able to live by themselves. So they would have to, the co-residing is still the trend in Malaysia.
Is there a gendered dimension to old age poverty? Are we seeing women more disproportionately affected by economic hardships compared to men?
Definitely, because women, when it's employment-based social protection pension, if you want to call pension or income during old age, women are negatively affected because the labour market is not necessarily favour towards women. Yeah, many women maybe in the middle of the career, they will have to leave the labour market and rejoin the labour market. So the savings or even the EPF contribution would be less. And also women tend to live longer. Yeah. So all these factors work against women, and hence they will face a bigger challenge when you talk about old age, having income during the old age.
Professor Norma, to what extent are institutions like old age homes or the homes for the aged, as they, some people call it, an important part of the ecosystem that actually absorbs people in economic distress in their old age?
We do not have enough old folks home, as we call them. Yeah, old age care is something that's lacking in the country. So we were talking about how we should look more seriously at the care sector, yeah, or the what you call the care economy. There's a lot of opportunities for employment as well, and also the country or the government will have to look at the at caring for the older persons much more seriously, because there's not enough. Therefore, for the rich, they can afford the private residences, private retirement homes, but not for for those who are from the low income. So this is where the challenge is, that they do not have enough income. At the same time, they can't care for themselves. And if they do not have family members who are able to care for them, then they are the ones that will face the biggest challenge.
Professor Norma, we understand that Malaysia's social protection programs are currently very fragmented. I think there are about 110 programs and all of that under different ministries or agencies, 25 different agencies. How would you look to make that more effective? I mean, we have these programs clearly looking at trying to help senior citizens who are in economic distress, but how do we make that more effective?
There is the Malaysian Social Protection Council, that was established in 2018. And I think the Prime Minister is talking about reviving and looking into introducing a more holistic and integrated social protection system. And we look forward to this. We are also giving input to the government. And as I mentioned, that we should look at the risk through the life cycle among Malaysians. Yeah, so it's not, we have to move away from the charity-based targeting, poverty-targeting approach of social protection, but looking at the most vulnerable stages in their life. And old age is one of those vulnerable stages. And having a secured income or income security for the old age is one of the most critical, I think currently is most critical for the government to look into, because the country is aging very rapidly. And poverty is more prevalent among this group. So if we don't look at providing the basic security, which is basic income, to this group, we will have a bigger problem ahead of us. And I think when we talk about providing the support, one has to look at how or the mechanisms to support this, especially looking at the revenue to support this. So the government will have to start to look at increasing the revenue, for instance, for the government to support old age protection.
Professor Norma, very quickly, can I ask you, to what extent, we talk a lot about government, but what about personal responsibility? What would you say to people as they, even the young people, as they look towards that horizon of old age? What should they keep in mind?
I think when we talk about social protection, it's got to be the whole of society approach. Yeah, it is the responsibility of individuals. It is the responsibility of the community. So individuals will have to start to save. And I would propose that the government introduce the statutory contributory savings, such as the EPF. The moment you are an adult at 15 years old, 18 years old, when you are earning, you should contribute to a fund where this fund would be financing you when you are old. So these are some of the steps that we are proposing to the government for the government to look into.
Professor Norma, thank you for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time and your insights.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a quick reminder. Don't forget to get the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines at astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
We will be back with you same time tomorrow. Till then,
good night.
Good night.